Welcome to Minority Corner
with an Eke
and James. Learn, laugh, play.
It's like Blue's Clues.
Only it's more black, gay,
and ladylike.
Ladies from Chicago.
We're still in Chicago.
The gays are from Chicago too.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people in Chicago.
Everybody up in Chicago. We here. We queer and ladylike. Get used to it.
Sure. Yeah, it's protest. This week on Minority Corner.
What are you doing, lady?
I am talking about climate change because nobody seems to want to fucking talk about it.
Yeah, we're distracted with a lot of, I guess there's so many other things that no one's talking about climate change.
The world dying.
It's kind of important. But wait, no, that's just a myth. Donald said he,
Since when do you believe in him?
He's our leader. I get to grab everybody by the pussy and dick and whatever I want, so... Follow by
the
lead.
I'd just be by myself in my corner then.
No. I want. Okay. I'll come over. I'll listen. More than he would like to listen. I'm talking about. You might remember this back in 2014, a thing called Gamergate that erupted.
Oh, yeah.
Did Gamergate predict that Donald and white supremacy was going to rise into power?
Oh, jeez.
We'll look into it and find out.
Okay, this is gonna be exciting.
Okay, all right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
The best show last night.
We had a great show. I mean, well, apparently, if you're listening to this now, you already listened to our episode last week, so you remember our episode last week, but we're on the heels and on the tail end of our high from our first live episode.
We're on a victory lap.
This is our victory lap. Mm-hmm. This is our world tour. Mm-hmm. World touring still in Chicago.
It's the Chicago world tour.
It's our Chicago world tour. Where the World's Fair was also here.
See, it's just a world it's of a just, town.
Apparently, New York was hella salty when Chicago won. They were
pissed as hell. It was like a bids race to get that World's Fair. Yeah, and Chicago beat them out. And
they did.
New York was like...
And apparently, New York is the one that started the rumor calling them the Windy City.
Okay. New York, tone it down a
Well,
notch.
Listen, why are you looking at me? Why are you looking at me like I'm the representative for New York?
I'm not. I'm just looking at you.
Well, I do
You're
happen...
You're sitting across the table from me.
And I do happen this entire trip, I've always been like, well, we in New York...
When it's just you.
Right. Well, we in New Yorker, like as a New Yorker now, we always use the royal we, and we like mean like all of us. But being here in Chicago, it's been amazing to find out you have alleyways.
I know. I didn't know that New York didn't have alleyways.
We don't have alleyways. So like it's mesmerizing to see this like big ass city with all these fucking alleyways.
A lot big alleyways.
And that's why I think the city is it's a clean ass city.
Yeah, it's pretty yes. It's
fucking clean.
I haven't seen a pigeon.
Oh my God. Come to think of it, I haven't seen a fucking pigeon either. Chicago, what is your...
Where are your pigeons?
Chicago is like a secret, like, magical city.
It's nice.
It's... Everyone's a champion ice skater here.
Yes, we went and saw some ice skating.
On our adventure.
Yes, in the rain.
Part two, if you remember, we went to Christmas Kringle Town.
Yes, and I ate a bad hot dog, and which I, after the show made me barf.
She was sick lady. but, like, everyone at the ice skating rink was, like, magical ice skater. I guess you have to be because it snows and it's cold.
Cold today is like freezing cold, so I guess what you need to do to get warmth in your bones is to go ice skating
like champion fucking ice skaters,
like figure eights, beautiful. They were also playing like some melodic music by the ice skating rinks, so.
Yeah, but I guess that kind of like helped or whatnot.
It made a swoon a little bit.
Oh, but the alleyways, like, so if you are watching a movie that takes place in New York and they like run into an alleyway and they have a fight, lies.
Daredevil, I'm looking at you.
It can't happen. Where are these magical alleyways in Hell's Kitchen? It's not true. I know your secret. You probably filmed that in fucking Chicago or like in Toronto. So Watching you, I'm gonna
continuity, guys.
We're gonna start being fact checkers for movies just about alleyways.
Just an alleyway checker.
Fact, yeah, I am on the alleyway checking team.
That's
ultimate trolling.
Can I talk about how magical Chicago is for 1 second?
Yes, please.
That we
take
haven't
a lot of
touched
second.
On.
Yes.
So last night after the after party, we were getting a ride home from this lovely guy named Jamie. Shout out to Jamie, who gave us a ride back from the bar. And I look over to my right, and I see the Tin Man standing straight up on a platform in a park. And I go, was that just another fucking Tin Man? And Jamie goes, oh, yeah, that's Oz Park.
Like, it's just a thing.
What?
Yeah. And Chicago, like, loves its fucking statues.
It does. And it's weird things like Rock and Roll McDonald's that's ginormous. It looks like an apartment building.
Chicago has like a love with their McDonald's, which is like 3 stories high. It's huge. And they're just like, yeah, that's just Rock and Roll McDonald's.
No.
Like, duh, don't you have one?
I know.
You don't have a Rock and Roll McDonald's?
No, we don't.
Not at all.
We just have regular McDonald's.
Just a regular one. But Chicago has been like, and also like, I think it's America's best city secret.
I think so. All of my friends who are like secret Chicago people didn't mention it until I was going to Chicago, and they're like, oh, you need to go to this place and that place. And I'm like, you from Chicago?
They don't let it be known because the bars stay open late here.
They do.
It's they've got like tons of theater. We got this Chicago Podcasting Festival happening here.
Yes.
Like lots of just like talent and then art
and Oz Park.
And Oz Park. You've got a fucking Oz Park and a giant silver bean. Like, there's that big silver
Cloud
bean.
Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Is the true name.
But we Googled silver
and
bean,
it's a giant
and
bean.
It found it.
It
looks
like
a fucking
bean.
Yeah. But just like, and here's the thing, people from New York will let you know they're from New York.
Oh,
people
yeah.
from California will let you know they're
Forever.
From California. Like, but Chicagoites, Chicagoans, Chicago folk.
You guys. Chicago's.
You're just very humble. You're humble people.
I mean, me and James, we walked into a coffee shop this morning, and the guy was like, you guys aren't from here. We were like, no, I'm from California.
And I'm from New York. To the Broadway stage.
I can't handle the cold. Where's my California sun?
It is fucking windy as fuck. And
that's,
I will say, maybe New York maybe started that rumor, but that rumor was proven to be true.
That's not a rumor.
It's
fact.
Just fucking fact. Fucking cold.
It's cold as hell.
It was really fun, though, on this trip. We've been able to connect with our fellow Max Funners.
Yes, Lady to Lady.
Yeah, we were hanging out Lady to Lady last night. I saw their show, their live show. Really fucking fantastic.
It's awesome.
It's really awesome to connect with the fellow Maximum Fun podcast folk.
Yes, Maxinista Funsters.
Maxinista Funsters. Is that our official name? Can we get Jesse Thorne to write off on that?
By TJ Maxx.
Oh, yeah. They're probably
so
not.
So I take it back.
Sorry. TJ Maxx, stay out of my money. I ain't got none. We got to hang out. We had breakfast with the Bullseye team.
Bullseye crew.
And
yes.
Jesse Thorne. It was awesome. Gave us great advice about our live show.
Did.
He's just like, they were just like, the audience is with you.
And they were with us.
And it was a group of people that are normally maybe not our average listeners. Or we don't know because we don't go into their houses.
Well, we were opening for Cinema Jaws. So thank you, Cinema Jaw.
Big shout out to Cinema Jaw. Great. Thank you for bringing your friends.
Right.
And your,
and your
fans.
Audience and your fans.
We had just our one or two corner kids that we gave.
Shout outs to.
Jacqueline Dunning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we also, I think we went over some people too. I saw some increases in followership. So
yeah.
All you guys who saw us
in
the
Chicago.
Show. Thank you for listening. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. And thanks for just being so awesome here in Chicago. It's been a warm, we were not ready for the holidays and we're ready now.
Man. I'm ready, but I'm cautiously ready because
okay.
That hot dog from the Christmas place.
Christmas took a turn on you. So maybe it's a metaphor. Be careful, folks. Christmas, it's coming. It can look sweet and delicious and meaty.
And then next thing you know, it's making you vomit in a bar bathroom.
Did you scare the person that you said? You said you scared them?
Because I went in there, and it was one of those tiny bar bathrooms, and I was like, ooh, and I started coughing, and then I was just like, wah.
It's over.
And then she avoided eye contact with me when we
she
were.
She was like.
She probably thought I was drunk. And I was like, nope.
You're like, no, actually. Just throwing up Christmas bratwurst. Just getting the Christmas bratwurst out of my stomach.
Every single person from Chicago, when I said I ate the bratwurst, they were like, mm-mm.
They shook their head.
No.
We just don't have like Christmas magical towns and like
we
other.
Don't.
I don't see it. So we were swept up by mm-hmm. Christmas princess and Christmas magic and all that magic.
It was good.
We need to go to like a Kwanzaa-like village.
What would it be? A bunch of like black people kind of apathetically putting Kwanzaa stamps on their Christmas cards.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's fucked up.
But
Black
I don't know
people
to,
celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about friendship.
Yeah, and love and family.
And love and family.
Don't you have to make your own gifts for everybody, though?
I don't have time.
I know.
Maybe we can get some volunteers.
Who wants to make a Kwanzaa gift for
we're gonna do
us
a minority
to give to people?
To give to people. If you would like to sign up for the Minority Corner Kwanzaa gift giveaway, please let us know on
James
our Facebook page.
Need gifts to give to their family. Will you make
would
it
you,
for them?
Yeah.
Sign up.
You've got 8 different gifts to make. Between, because I need a set of 8 and you need a set of 8. So if you would like to donate your time, which is part of the Kwanzaa spirit.
I want to talk to somebody who celebrates Kwanzaa.
I would too. In fact, actually, as Kwanzaa approaches, I'm going to put this out there. We should do a Kwanzaa-themed episode.
Oh, that can we can definitely
we can
do
that.
That.
Yeah. All right. I'm
you
into
know, one
it.
Of my birthdays is the day of Kwanzaa.
You are.
I'm a Kwanzaa baby.
I don't know why this is the first time this is coming to my attention, but hello, yes. You are like, you know there's like Baby New Year?
I'm the child of Kwanzaa.
You are the child of Kwanzaa. You are a Kwanzaa miracle. Like, your mother had you.
I'm a Kwanzaa
like,
kid.
You're a Kwanzaa kid. Yes! I am now that much more excited for Kwanzaa. You just, are the Kwanzaa princess.
Just drape me in kente cloth.
This is going to be great. We're going to have a Kwanzaa village, and
I like it.
You're going to be the Kwanzaa princess.
Great.
And we'll take photos. I'm so into this.
We'll do it.
I was like, just when I thought I was done with the holidays, I've already went in and out of Christmas Village.
Bring you back.
We're ready because we got Kwanzaa Town.
This holiday season's going to be a hot mess too, because normally Hanukkah is like away from Christmas, but I heard that this year it's like during the same time as Christmas.
Oh, damn.
And you know the Kwanzaa is like during the same time as Christmas. So that week is going to be packed.
It's going to be a lot. We've got a lot of different villages to compete with, but
no,
Kwanzaa
we'll just
Town.
Combine it.
Kwanzaa. Oh.
No, we need a separate Kwanzaa Town.
I think it's okay.
We need to celebrate
because
Kwanzaa
people
Town.
Need to give some, yeah, some
time. Thanks to Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa Town. All right. Well. On that note, should we get over to your... Oh, something completely unrelated. Let's talk about climate change, because if we don't talk about climate change, there will be no Kwanzaa Town.
There we go. Kwanzaa Town is going to float
it's
away.
It's going to buy Kwanzaa Town.
Buy Kwanzaa.
And that would suck. Just as we got it started, it's like, oh, fuck.
Here comes the water.
There goes flooding. Damn it. All right, well, let's see if we can solve Kwanzaa. Let's see if we can solve
climate change and then save Kwanzaa.
It's there like, I feel like this is a holiday movie in the making, like on ABC Family.
Gotta save Kwanzaa.
Saving Kwanzaa Town. It'd be like starring you and I, and it's our adventures to like save Kwanzaa Town.
We'll go into the Chicago Podcast
We'll
Festival.
Go into Chicago Podcast. It's a full circle.
Yeah,
all
like
coming
a,
back.
Just together with a nice, neat bow.
Yay.
Climate change is coming to get you.
Is that part of like the Kwanzaa? Like, is that so? You like, we have to produce a Kwanzaa Town
it's
album.
It's a musical.
So we like, but you know, like you have like Christmas music, you have mm-hmm. Kwanzaa music, mm-hmm. and that would be
that's
one
the
of
intro
things.
To the trouble of the story.
Yeah,
climate change
is coming
to
get
you.
Save Kwanzaa Town. Maybe we can get Jennifer Hudson to sing on these tracks.
No thanks.
Okay. Because you're the star. I get it. This is you are starring in this movie. Aneke, you are
this
not.
This is my vehicle.
This is yours. And J-Hud
I don't need
is,
no J-Hud taking my spotlight.
Sorry. This is Aneke's
time. She
had
color
time.
Purple. I get Kwanzaa Town. This
is, I'm okay, opening act. Set the scene. Here we go.
Okay, but for reals.
Yeah.
So climate change is a fucking real ass thing.
It's not a hoax.
It is scary as hell. And the first place to go is probably where the most deniers are at, Florida.
Really? I thought you were,
Florida's going to be gone, y'all. Florida is going away.
I'm
going
to say something that's semi-controversial.
When have you not?
But I don't care. why are you...
My great uncle lives in Florida.
He has time to get out. You're
that's
warning
true.
Him. This
and
actually,
he's not like in South Florida, which
yeah.
is where shit's
my
really bad.
My thing is I just feel like, and I'm not saying all Floridians, but Florida, you gotta get your shit together. Because you've been fucking things up. Mm-hmm. 2000 election. Mm-hmm. You got crazy stand your ground laws. Mm-hmm. Fucking like the Pulse nightclub shooting. There's just kinds of things that y'all need to have a town meeting and fix it.
A state meeting.
And this weather is also part of
it's
it.
It's a little bit bigger than a town.
Oh. You guys need to have
a town hall.
Do you imagine a Florida town hall? That'd be a mess.
It'd be like a gator banging a gavel. All right, yes, so enough insulting Florida because it's about to go away.
Okay.
So South Florida is going to be facing some of the biggest effects from climate change.
Damn.
They have rising sea levels, increases in storms, floods, and also this thing called king tides.
That sounds fun.
No.
Oh, I love a good king anything.
I know, a king tide sounds amazing.
Like, it sounds like a drink that's going to get me fucked up.
King tide!
Can I get some king tide? It is okay. The official drink of Quantatown.
No, it is not.
Oh, okay.
We are keeping it classy.
All right.
No what malt would, liquor in Quantatown.
What is, like, the official drink of Quantatown?
Probably, like, an herbed African spiced chai. I don't know.
This sounds delicious. You're on point. Like, you've thought about this. Like, this isn't yet.
Okay, we need to switch gears from Quantatown so okay. We can talk about... So a king tide is basically the highest predicted tide of the year that occurs when the sun, moon, and earth are properly aligned. That sounds like Captain Planet. But that's when a king tide happens. So everybody knows that tides happen because of the gravitational pull and the position of the moon.
Yes.
So the biggest tide happens when the sun, the moon, and the earth are aligned.
Yeah.
And so these king tides are huge, and they traditionally happen once or twice a year. But since climate change is happening, there's going to be way more king tides happening in areas, especially like southern Florida.
Wow.
So, it's getting beat to hell down there. 20%, and the reason that I want to talk about it too, because 20% of the residents in South Florida are foreign-born from Latin America.
Right.
And usually underserved.
Yeah. And so it could potentially be just another thing of maybe like neglect.
Yes.
Yeah, like neglected communities once again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, because of these king tides, there are one family I want to highlight called the Lafretas. They moved into Fort Lauderdale, their home, 3 months ago. They're originally from Brazil. And flooding has gotten so bad that they can't leave garbage cans on the curb.
Wow.
Because the flood's going to just take it away.
It's going to take it away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's ridiculous. So... Hurricane Matthew has already kind of destroyed South Florida. Zika virus is starting to come up towards South Florida.
Yeah.
And they say that 1 in 8 Florida homes will be underwater by 2100.
Okay. So we do have some time.
We have some time, but not that much time.
Not too much time.
Like, you'll be fine, but your kids won't.
Yeah. And I mean, yeah. So, or less like I'm going to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like the song.
Well, then you need to figure out how to, fix it. Get some sandpats.
Then it is on me. I will be hosting the Florida state meeting with that gator.
So, okay. So I wanted to bring up that. So there is some real effects happening.
Yeah.
Water is rising. People can't put their garbage cans out on the block. It's affecting underserved communities.
How do they get their garbage out of their, like, what do they do with their garbage? They have to leave in their house?
It did not explain it in this article on Color Lines.
Damn.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it says...
do they have to, like, keep it into their house, I wonder?
I don't know, but Sergio Lafrata from the family said, I forgot one time that I left my garbage can out on the curb and there was garbage everywhere.
Damn. Because then that garbage just goes out back into the earth and not
in
like the most
water. It's gross. Bad. Flooding's bad enough. You don't need garbage water.
Listen, if I'm trying to swim for my life, I don't need to swim next to like some banana peels and dirty poop like from a diaper.
What about clean poop?
Yeah, that's okay. I'll be like, that poop is clean. Oh, thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Alligator.
Okay, so since we know that climate change is not fake.
It is real.
And we know that Florida is about to sink into the ocean.
We need to save them.
So what can we do?
Yeah.
What can we do? So I checked out the EPA government website.
Look at you. You know, she's rolling up her sleeve. I'll call you Captain Planet.
I'm Captain Planet. I'm your hero. I'm gonna bring pollution down to zero.
She's gonna do it.
First thing that you need to do is change 5 lights in your home.
That's it?
Well, that's the first thing.
No, I was like, that's all you gotta do?
That's the first thing.
Okay.
You got a lot of things you need to do.
Get your paper out.
But, okay, so a lot of times people will change their most frequently used light fixtures. like probably in your living room, in your bedroom, and in your kitchen with Energy Star qualified products.
Yes.
They last forever. They'll save you money on your energy bills. And they use about 75% less energy than standard lighting.
That's awesome.
That's hella easy.
It's super easy to do.
And they last from 10 to 50 times longer. So all you got to do is just change a bulb.
Yeah.
And you save some money, you save the environment.
Everybody wins. So let's move that out.
So
done.
Let's just do that.
Done and done.
Easy.
I'm going to make that law of the – well, I can't – I'll make that – I'll bring that up at the town hall meeting.
Good. Thank you. Okay. Tell that gator to change his – he's energy waste.
He is a
– just keeping all his lights on in his little cave hut.
He is a poster child for wasting energy. He's actually like the villain in the Christmas Kwanzaa musical – music video?
This is too much.
Okay. Too many add-ons.
Too many add-ons. Okay, so another thing you could do is heat and cool your house smartly.
Yeah.
So heating and cooling accounts for almost half of your energy bill, about $1,000 a year.
Damn.
There's a lot that you can do to drive down this cost. Keep simple steps like changing air filters regularly so it doesn't have to work as hard to keep your place cool or warm. Properly use a programmable thermostat. So like if you know that you get cold at night, program it so it gets warmer at night.
Oh.
So you're not just ranking it up and down all the time.
Absolutely.
Depending on where you live, you can cut an annual energy bill by more than $200 by replacing your old heater and cooling equipment, with some more energy kind of, approved equipment.
Totally.
So once again, save some money, save the environment.
It's like save the cheerleader, save the world.
Yes.
You can be your own hero.
You can be your own.
And hopefully your ending will be better than that TV show. It was Bootsy. Y'all thinking it.
Okay. Another thing you can do is seal and insulate your home.
Oh.
Seal your drafty-ass homes.
Yeah.
You know, reduce air leaks and stop drafts by using caulk, weather stripping, and insulate to seal your home's envelope and add more insulation to your attic by blocking out heat and cold.
Caulk up your windows.
Hello.
Caulk it up.
Also, this is going to save you some money, too, because energy is not escaping from your house.
True.
These are all just things to live more efficiently.
Actually, and, like, for one, if you caulk up your windows, first of all, you get to say that as much as you like. And everybody loves a good caulk.
Oh, my God.
Second of all, you're probably going to get sick less often because you're less drafty.
Yes.
And you're probably going to be scared less often. Because
less
sometimes when you get that
noises.
Exactly. You're hearing that wind. You're like, oh, shit. And was there a ghost in here? No, it's just your drafty ass house.
Fix your house.
Fix your house, y'all. It is time.
Not only are you living terribly, you're ruining the environment. Oh my God.
Everybody loses.
Okay, this one, everybody should know. If you've been around the fucking, since the 90s, if you haven't, I don't blame you, but now you should know.
Recycle, reduce, reuse.
Exactly.
How did I know? Recycle, reduce, reuse. You close the loop. And it's all because little kid jingles work. Because
they work.
That was like 20 years ago.
And we both were like, let's just do it.
And I knew exactly what you said. If you're from the 90s, you know exactly what this is. And I was like, recycle, reduce, reuse. My family was so mad because I come home and like, recycle, reduce. And they just wanted to throw their trash anyway.
Well, here's my question for you, James.
Yeah.
How come people still don't do this shit?
Yeah, it's not. You know what? Not even just that. In certain states, try to go to Louisiana and try to recycle. Can't do it.
What the
There's
hell,
There's no
people?
Recycling bins. You just can't.
Oh, my God.
We have known about this for a while.
We have known about this for a good long time, and literally, this helps save so much.
Money and lives.
We got a fucking, like, continent of garbage in the ocean.
It's pretty nasty.
We need to start reducing recycling and reusing.
Yeah.
And when I say reduce, that means you don't have to use that plastic cup. Use a reusable cup.
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, I use K-cups for the Keurig coffee machine, which is terrible, but there are alternatives.
There are alternatives. You can get, like, you can actually use the coffee, like, the coffee grind, so you could switch it up.
Exactly.
There's a way. You can get, because there's a little coffee holder that can go inside those things.
And then you just use it, you knock it out, rinse it out, done and done.
And do it. You know what? I also just wanted to highlight something in, is that the other thing that you and I both remember as kids?
Uh-oh, what is it?
We were singing in the elevator yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I got a new way to walk. Walk, walk. I got a new way to walk. Walk, walk. Don't say it.
Exactly. Yes. You say what you're going to say. Corner
if
kids.
If you know what it is.
Yes.
Tweet us, post about it.
Put it in the corner, kids. And playground. We will get you one of them Kwanzaa gifts that someone else will be making for you.
This is a lot of promises.
Have you listened to our podcast? Our podcast is 58 episodes of promises.
It is. If you haven't learned by now, we don't fulfill half of those promises.
We gave a shout out to the people who are the 50 gold star.
We gave
shout outs,
but we didn't do those buttons.
Oh, it's on the to-do list. We have a lot of things to do. The playlist got made.
Thank you,
Carolyn. Yeah.
Okay. Let's also, I know California, you're up on this, but the rest of the world can start doing this too.
What?
Let's start conserving some water.
Yeah. I'm looking at New York. When I first moved to New York, mm-hmm. people were just like, I'm not even kidding, just turning the water faucet on just because they could.
You guys, stop
it. And just letting it go. And I grew up in California my entire life, and it's wasted. There's another song, Wasting Water, Turn It Off, Turn It Off.
I don't know that one.
Oh, my brother came home singing that one. Oh, because it was a little, it was 5 years before, it was like a few years before us. Yeah. It was like specifically for the kids who were born in 1980s.
It is so easy.
Wasting water. So easy, there's a jingle to help you with
off,
it. Wasting water, turn it off, turn it off. My brother came home singing that one.
It's good.
With a good finger
it's
pointing.
It's real naysaying, but it works. It works.
So the whole country, turn it off.
Turn it off. If it's like rainy season, turn your automatic sprinklers off.
Yeah.
What the fuck you doing?
Yeah.
If your toilet is leaking, fix that toilet.
And yeah.
You don't gotta wash your car all the time.
Water is a national resource. And they said if the wars of the 20th century were gonna be fought over oil, the wars of the 21st century are gonna be fought over water.
So we need to save some water, y'all. Yeah.
Although the head of Nestle says that water is not... He said something crazy. About, like, water is not should not be guaranteed to everyone.
That's bullshit.
Because he wants to start charging for all kinds of water.
I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can also stop buying Nestle water. That will also help.
Yeah, stop that. I'm drinking Smart Water. Is that Nestle?
I don't know. We'll figure it out during the break.
Okay.
Okay. So... all of these steps that I've been mentioning are really simple.
Yeah, there's nothing that you said that I'm like, oh, okay, I can't.
I know. They're all really super simple. All we need to do, if you can carpool, start carpooling.
Yeah.
If you can take a bus or ride a bike, start doing that.
Especially the bike.
Mm-hmm.
Because a little exercise. And again, that's something that's going to benefit you as well.
A lot of these things have dual benefits.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Save you some money, make your life better.
Yep.
Make the earth better. Also, if your car is old, sloppy jalopy, go get that shit smogged.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't try and pass through like you want to save some money. Save the environment.
Yeah.
So you can have a place to live.
Save yourself. You're probably going to, you know, that smog ain't good when you're mm-hmm. driving around and inhaling that shit. Probably got like a dead skunk in the engine that died.
All I'm saying is let's stop being a little sloppy. Let's stop being sloppy.
And think about the sexy benefits as well.
What's that?
All I can keep thinking about is that someone's going to come over and cock my windows.
That's not sexy at all.
Really?
It's like someone with some goo slapping it on your window.
Keep going. Mm-mm. No?
Nope.
I'm imagining them super hot.
I'm not.
Cocking my windows.
Because my life is not like that. My life is very much like people doing stuff for you are very much just like, hey.
I did it. I did it. Here's a cookie.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you live in a sexy dimension that I don't live in.
You do. My life is pretty much just, porno. But without the actual, like, sexy parts happening, it's just the bad acting and dialogue.
That's your life?
That's my life. So it's okay. Like, it's all like, ooh, yeah, I'm gonna cock your window. Oh, are you gonna cock my window for me? Yeah. Here's the bill. See you tomorrow. And nothing happened.
What?
It's very anticlimactic.
So basically, you're like a Hallmark Channel movie?
Is that like the general idea of Hallmark? All build up and no payoff and bad acting? Yeah, that is my life. So there it is. Except for my rainbow buffet of man.
There you go.
Yeah.
So basically, that's about it.
Thanks,
I just want to remind everybody that we tend to forget and people aren't mentioning it.
Yeah.
That we're slowly killing this world.
It wasn't brought up in the election like at all.
Which is really concerning considering that we live
on a planet.
It's like if somebody came into my house, started telling me about other issues while like trashing my house, I'd be like, wait a minute, you're trashing my house though.
While it was on fire. Like, essentially, because that planet's also, like, on fire.
I know!
Right? And I think some people are like, well, global warming is kind of cute because it's winter, but it's really warm right now.
don't get too excited because when you're
those
in
rising
South
waters
Florida,
come,
and
you know what, we can all. I think this is a good gesture of unity in terms of like a lot of us, and myself included. Mm-hmm. I started off this segment being like, "Boo, Florida."
Right.
But we can lend a helping hand
yes.
to Florida to show them the way. And like you said, I think this is things that like everybody can do
everybody.
As well. Because like you're no one's safe.
You can live in like a water friendly, happy state, but if you leave your water on, you're fucking affecting South Florida.
Yeah. Well, and also the rising levels are everywhere. Mm-hmm. So it's like San Francisco, you're potentially being underwater. Manhattan, good luck. Like when Hurricane Sandy came in, that island was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
The subways were fucking shut down.
All of us on the coast need to be, you know what? Everywhere we're at.
Everywhere.
We just need to be a little bit more conscious. If you feel like, even if you do the slightest little thing, if you take your plastic water bottle that you were going to throw out and you refill it one more time with water.
I did that today.
Exactly,
third time using it.
You already saved the environment.
And also, if you do it in, like, those Voss bottles, they're already kind of expensive. And then people are like, and you just keep refilling it, like, a million times. You're like, damn.
And you look like a
classy
ass.
They got money.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but you're, like, secretly, you're like, this is tap.
Yeah. So, our little secret.
Shh. Tap.
Mm.
Just do it. Save the environment.
Thanks, Captain Planet.
You're
I'm giving
welcome.
You Captain Planet title.
I'll take it.
I'm going to help you audition for that.
I don't want to audition. I just want people to be
just
more
want
conscious
the
of the environment.
Oh, okay. But can I secretly mom? Can I be your Dina Lohan and push you to audition?
No.
Mama needs some money, girl.
You need to get out there on those auditions then.
Damn it.
I just approved a couple more people for the kids' playground, Minority Corner Kids' Playground.
You're in.
Yay. Remember to join.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Speaking of Minority Corner, which is this podcast, I have a corner. Was that a good segue?
That was all right. I give it a B+.
You know,
it works
every time.
It works.
So I was doing a little bit of research. So Maddie Myers of the Mary Sue wrote an article about 2014's Gamergate, which targeted several women in the video game industry from Zoe Quinn, Brianna Wu, feminist Anita Sarkeesian. And Maddie Myers poses the question and draws the parallel of, so did Gamergate, you know, there were a lot of us are like, oh my God, I never saw this election happening. The result of this, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
But, and you've mentioned this before, that these things were bubbling up.
We've been in a boiling pot.
It's been all around us in different sort of avenues and ways. And in particular, you know, did Gamergate sort of predict the rise of this, you know, essentially like white supremacy entering into the Oval Office?
Mm.
And, you know, I'm going to say white supremacy instead of, like, a lot of people like to use the name alt-right when they talk about, you know, Steve Bannon or white nationalist or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is just, like, a very PC term to say white supremacist.
But wouldn't you just say that the whole country subscribes to a sense of white supremacy?
Yeah.
That's something that we need to address.
Yes, but I think that alt-right, I think that people don't really understand what that means. They just think like, oh, they're really far to the right, and that's like alternative right, or like nationalism. When you're saying that someone's like a nationalist, what it really is boiling down to is people that believe in fully in white supremacy. Whereas I think like a lot of us are, of course, conditioned to subconscious white supremacy because of our systems, right?
Yeah.
That we're all engaged in underneath this like umbrella of white supremacy.
Right.
But alt-right people are like
actively engaging in it.
Front lines.
Okay.
This is my
so
shit.
So now I get the difference. So what we normally talk about on the podcast is just the systems that are set up and how they favor.
Yes.
And now you're talking about someone who is actually seeking out to create and make it
Law of the land. Yes, essentially.
Okay.
So something too, before we go any further, this is a really interesting point because I think a lot of people are like scared, like, oh my God, like almost half the country has subscribed to Donald, right?
Yeah.
But let's look at the numbers. You know, I love some numbers.
Let's always look at some numbers.
So if you look at the percentage, because remember, not everybody voted in the election, right?
It was a low-ass turnout.
So really, actually, about 18.6% of the country voted for Donald.
18.6 is like an F.
Which is really sad because, like, that, but, like, look at the effects that those 18.6% of people created, and that, like, people are fucking distraught across the country, right?
That is not a lot. 18% is not even 20%. No. And 20%, if somebody gave me 20% of their money, I would. That's not enough for me to go take a bus.
Not at all. You can't do anything with that, but yet now they get to do all this sort of stuff. So about it's just about 60.5 million folks out of 324 million have completely made this choice. And it's And you know, Clinton's about, like, you know, so about 62% of the population just didn't vote, or they're under the age of 18.
Okay,
there's a little bit of that.
You can't get mad at those babies.
But and it sucks because they're now being affected by decisions that this other small percentage of people, you know, made. Or, you know, 7% voted for, you know, a third party candidate.
Why can't people vote?
Or and also there are folks who are affected by, you know, fucked up, you know, voter suppression laws.
Exactly.
Which is another thing that people have not really focused on either.
Right.
And those are laws that mainly target POCs.
Right.
You know, folks like you have been in prison or whatnot,
like
too.
Like the 13th movie, like documentary
which
that
I
we
hope
talked about.
Everybody's absolutely watched and can you stay fired up. And these are folks that tend to be, you know, left-leaning as well, you know? And so now you have, like, you know, Steve Bannon and possibly, like, others who are infiltrating, you know.
Can we also talk about how he looks a mess?
He looks, like, frightening. Like,
I see him and I'm like, that's not a politician. That's just, like, a disheveled man.
Yeah, plotting crazy things in his basement. And it's not only, like, him. It's, like, and, like, here's the thing. It's, like, it's not, he's been around Donald Trump for a while. Like, he was part of Donald Trump's, like, Donald's campaign for, like, a good while as well. So he'd kind of been there. As I said before, like, Steve Bannon owns, like, Breitbart News, which, you know, again, like, they hate everything. Mm-hmm. Gays, women, minorities, mm-hmm. Muslims, everybody, mm-hmm. right? And so, you know, here it is. There's this.
They're, like, planning on hiring Billy Bush. That's how dirty they are. They're like, ooh, well, let's get Billy Bush.
And Billy, gross. You should say no.
He's a dirtbag.
See, that's the thing. These people just don't speak up mm-hmm. because they're for that. Because they benefit from this white supremacy bullshit. Mm-hmm. So the Anti-Defamation League defines the alt-right as, you know, it's this it's a vague term that actually encompasses a range of people on the extreme right who reject mainstream conservatism in favor of forms of conservatism that embrace implicit or explicit racism or white supremacy.
Can we just say explicit?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Let's send a letter to the Anti-Defamation League. Minority Corner's actually made some edits on this, actually, so we're just going to say explicit. So here it is, this, like, minority of people mm-hmm. have now this huge... Do they get to be part of the Minority Corner since they were a minority?
No.
Okay. Because they're a small...
Because they're subscribing to a belief that they're the majority and they need to stay empowered.
Oh, good point. Okay. So talking about, like, this minority group who feels like they've been so disenfranchised. And remember that, like, Donald won in all demographics of white voters. So, like, young, old, rich, poor, male, female, all of them, mm-hmm. right? So, but, like, talking about this, like, disenfranchised group of people who just want things to be like how they were back in the old days and, like, have very, like, angry anti-rhetoric towards certain groups of people that, like, are starting to voice their opinions and starting to have more stronger voices out there, right? Well, it reminds some people of a very similar thing that started back in 2014, which brings me to Gamergate.
Okay.
And so Gamergate, like, it, you know, talks about, like, in video games in general, there's many writings about how video games... And you talked about this with Slave Tetris.
Oh, my God.
But, like, they continue to be a haven for white male power and for decades. Like, look at a lot of the video games, right? Mm. Like, even Mario. You know, this white dude saving this, you know, princess, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, in general,
no,
like,
I'm
listening. Mario, but in general, mm-hmm. it's just, like, think about, like...
Where are the black people?
Exactly.
Or where are the people of color?
Where's the POCs? Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot... I'm saying, say Mario, but because... there's so many characters mm-hmm. that are, you know, a bunch of white dudes. Very few sort of, like, black female, like, leads
oh my God.
Or characters.
Or even, like, and I've watched this several times with whenever people do the whole constructing of a of a avatar when they're playing a game. Half the time, if they do have a different person of color or something, the only thing that you can do is make the skin tone darker.
Yeah.
You still have straight hair, still have the same eyes.
Interesting.
And that, and I think Pokemon, the new Pokemon, whatever that everybody fucking Pokemon Go was all into, they didn't have different hair types and stuff like that. And I know some people will be like, you're thin slicing. Well, you don't know.
Yeah.
If I see my avatar just looks like a white lady colored in brown, that's not me.
That's not, yeah.
That's not me.
But again, like, it also plays up to that sort of, like, white supremacy and that is, like, the norm, right? Because, like, and it's just really rare. I'm not saying it's not possible. And also just, like, the treatment of, like, you know, and yeah, there's some, like, female lead characters, you know, Tomb Raider and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you can always count these, you know? And even, like, I remember in, like, four-person video games, like, there'd be, like, you know, two white guys, and then there's, like, the one black guy, and he's, like, really big and super muscular. Like, he's just, like, a monster beast, right? Because it's, like, he's the big beast black man.
I know.
And then there's the lady.
It's getting better, but we're not there.
Yeah, and so, but that's the thing, is that Gamergate, like, blew this whole entire thing up, and, like, I remember there's one game called Dead or Alive, and, like, the women who were fighting in it, like, had some of the biggest titties in the world. And their stats would be like, she's just 5'0" and 112 pounds. But each one of her boobs would weigh 112 pounds.
How does she not topple and over with those titties?
It would just, like, flop around as she was, like, fighting. And all of, like, the characters.
It's true. Game designers, let's do some tiny titties. Do a little bit of tiny titties.
Yeah, so she's more mobile and it makes more sense.
It's true. I got big titties and it's not comfortable to fight aliens with titties.
You would not.
Like, I can't even imagine.
So Gamergate happened was essentially, like, just to sum it all up, and you can totally look into this, but I want to get to the main point. But essentially, it was like this online movement that pretty much said it was fighting against first of all, everyone's least favorite Baldwin coined this term.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Adam Baldwin.
Who's that?
Exactly. He is one of the Baldwins. He was on Firefly. He's super hyper-conservative. And
More than Stephen? Stephen Baldwin is out there.
Oh, I guess so. Or maybe he's middle of the line.
There's so many Baldwins.
I can't keep track.
Why are there so many Baldwins? And they just range the gamut because Alec Baldwin is super liberal.
Right. Yes. It's so, yes.
What an interesting family.
Yeah. How is that Thanksgiving? Let us know.
Separate, probably.
Probably. So there was a lot of things that started, like, it was a pushback because there was, like, you know, this female, there was a few different women who started getting, like, death threats during Gamergate because they were kind of pushing back against some of the misogyny that was happening in the gaming community. Mm-hmm. And so the gaming community pretty much, like, fought back, and there's all these sort of, like, what they felt were scandals, and it's just fucking video games. They started saying that, like,
this is a pastime.
Right, and they were just, and, like, they were making, like, these women who were these journalists or video game developers who were kind of calling attention to some of this, like, misogyny or trying to take video games in a different way or to allow other participants to have characters or voices. And these women started getting, like, death threats.
Why do we always gotta jump to death threats?
Posting, like, their address and phone numbers online. And so then advertisers started getting wind of this and pulling out some of these websites.
Okay, good.
And these people, then they started saying, like, this is, we need real journalism, and it's all a conspiracy because, you know, they're not allowing for real free speech to take place. They felt like it was, like, they were being oppressed, that these gamers were being oppressed.
Because they were posting, like, details of other people?
Well, because people were challenging the norm, like, they were challenging what these gamers were, right? And, you know, they were even calling attention that, like, most of these gamers are, like, you know, white dudes. And then they were like, that is, and that they sometimes are racist and sexist. And they were like, that is oppressive to us. And that is, like, labeling us. And
what a mess.
So this was all going down around August of 2014.
2 years ago.
And they started going into other, like, chat rooms and, like, Reddit and 4chan and 8chan. And these places started just becoming places of just a lot of hate. Right? And remember what was also happening around August 2014?
I don't remember.
It's when the Ferguson things were also started happening. So you heard
Boiler point year.
Yes.
Boiler point.
You were having a rise from another group of people who were rising up, right? And so people started calling attention to even more and more things,
people
right?
People were getting aware.
People were getting aware. People were getting woke. And we're seeing it and calling attention to things in these video games and stuff. And so it just started, so it started to be like this sort of, like, pushback. And that's even what you look at it, that's what you started to see in this election cycle too, is that that, and that's what, like around 2014 as well, or like I don't know. Donald started running about 18 months ago, I guess. But like,
that's around the time he probably started picking up steam.
Right? Mm-hmm. So then you're seeing it on both sides, young and old. And these people.
Wow. What an interesting time period. Maybe in the history books, that's going to go down as the time when the fission happened.
Yeah. Because people are like, 2016 was, you know, shitty. But perhaps the.
It started in 2014.
Right?
We were all just blissfully unaware.
So I think it's just really interesting. These people have, you know, taken to. And I think it's interesting because a lot of these gamers are used to like anonymity.
Oh yeah,
right?
You're behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain, and so they're used to, and they like being back and just being able to say whatever the fuck it is that they want, right?
And this is a particular group of gamers, because a gamer community
sure,
is huge.
Sure, absolutely. But this particular, but like just statistically, the ones who were, you know,
upset.
Yeah, and going after, like targeting like these women and these death threats and things like that. And, you know, a lot of times, and like, you know, they were taking to Twitter, and it's almost like, well, of course, Donald won, because he is one of the ultimate Twitter bullies.
Oh my God, it's so true.
He is actually like their champion and hero.
You know what? This is like a type that has been popping up too, because remember with the whole Hunger Games and the different characters, if a traditionally white character was portrayed by a person of color, people would get upset and talk about it.
Yeah.
So things just kind of... That would come out on Twitter.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And like, I actually stopped going to certain websites like comingsoon.net and superherohype.com, which like I love going to,
because
they were always the first on getting all these news. But the comment section just got so gross. And I know people are like, you know, just don't look at the comments. But I'm going to a site that is not a safe place.
Right.
You know. And,
right.
And that's why I started going to like, you know, the Mary Sue, where I could go to a place and
feel free to get opinions from the comments and not feel attacks.
Right. Yeah. And people say, you know, just sign off or it doesn't have an effect in real life going on to Twitter, but it does. When you're getting death threats and the effect that has on people, remember, the new leading cause that teens are killing themselves is from cyber harassment. That is the number one reason why kids are taking their lives now, is because of this. So it does have an effect. And like, words do have power, because it also legitimizes these ideas and things, you know? You know, I had a friend of mine where I was listening to his videos just the other night. You know, he posted something on Instagram and he started getting death threats from people. And
why
they also,
we have to do this death threat business? This is like the scariest, meanest thing.
They posted his address, his phone number, and in detail talked about how they were going to murder him.
What is wrong with people?
And he is someone who absolutely, he's a lawyer. He absolutely believes in free speech. But I think that there's a difference between free speech and hate speech.
I feel like a line has been drawn. If you are threatening somebody's life on the internet, you need to go get some help.
Because that's like...
That's not normal.
But yeah, I guess people want to then rally behind like, well, it's my freedom and my right to say that.
But that's not normal.
And the idea, I think, to coexist, I think to have a country, the point is to have peace within the country.
Yeah.
And if you're it's one thing to protest or voice an opinion.
Right.
But to then say, I'm going to fucking murder you because I don't agree with who you are,
like,
or your ideas.
What is wrong with you to think that way, to jump to that conclusion?
And that's like what you said. I think that's when the line has crossed. Like, I think freedom of speech is to be able to voice your opinions and ideas without being in prison, but it's not to bring harm to another person.
Exactly.
And you know what? I just am going to give a big fuck you to James Woods.
Who's that?
Actor James Woods.
Oh! He's a mess.
I didn't realize he took a turn.
He's a mess.
So Twitter is now, because a lot of social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, are owning up to like, we've created a bit
What's
of a beast and a monster.
On?
And he has left Twitter because now Twitter is changing like the rules, suspending various figures connected to like the alt-right, like Richard Spencer, who called MLK a fraud and a degenerate. So Woods left with the hashtag of like, Twitter goodbye all. And he's like, Twitter has now sadly abdicated its position as a sole beacon of free speech. Voltaire's famous dictum has
been quietly
buried by the left-wing savages.
Left-wing savages. You're savage.
We're out for it. And I think that, like, there's a balance. Like, here's the thing. Twitter's also a business and a platform.
Right.
So it's not like they can have rules of conduct.
Yeah.
And they now have their rule of conduct is that you may not promote violence against or directly attack or threaten other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or disease. We also do not allow accounts whose primary purpose is inciting harm towards others on the basis of these categories.
Thank you. Don't be a dick. If you had a job, if you were a CEO of a company and you had a coworker, let's say Chauncey is your coworker and he keeps going up to other coworkers and being like, I'm going to kill you. You're going to die. I hate you. You'd fire him.
You'd fire him. And again, like,
it's not okay.
And these are actually, because again, Twitter is it's a public business, right? And it's okay for them to set rules and boundaries for it's a space that is allowing people to communicate and connect and share ideas, and that is I feel like these ideas of conduct, of hateful conduct,
it's a golden rule.
I think it should be a golden rule. I think it should actually, like, it should be one of those things without saying, like, if we're going to coexist with each other, this is kind of a way that we should all try to live by. It should actually be in, like, the fucking constitution.
Whoa, there's freedom of speech. If someone wants to go around and say, I like bananas on my nose every morning and I think that everybody should try it, great, that's freedom of speech. Do it. Put some banana on your nose. I don't care. But if you're like, you don't put banana on your nose, you're going to die, you motherfucker. I'm going to kill you. Okay. Yeah. That's hate speech.
Right. Yes.
That's the line.
Yes.
That's the line.
That is the line. And so I just think it's been very interesting parallels that, like, around the same time that we're seeing this within the younger generation of folks, it was also happening, and I think it has all just fed in. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we're seeing a mix of just, like, social media can be, with great power comes great responsibility.
There you go.
It can be used for good, but there's a lot of hate and negativity that's been used by. I think a plus side that I want to say that I just sort of connected with is that we've seen a minority group of ideas rise to power.
Right.
So that should give us all hope, because
you are spinning this.
Because
this
is, then if we are these group of minorities, right?
Why can't we fucking do it?
And we can. We just kind of have to stay on this and stay vigilant.
We got to stay united too.
But remember that this is a small group of people. I know it seems like overwhelming a lot. It's not. So it's like, we just got to.
You got to vote.
We got to vote. We got to take back the night. Take back the night and the day. Take it back.
This is ridiculous.
So there it is. Gamergate was predicting that this was going to happen all along. And you were saying that also, like, The Voice was predicting that this was going to happen.
Oh, my God. If you watch The Voice American Idol or anything where, like, America has to vote, it is people who vote like white dudes in cowboy hats.
They do.
So if you're a white guy in a cowboy hat, sure, do your thing.
Yeah.
But let's mix it up a little bit.
Absolutely.
Let's have a white guy in a cowboy hat and, like, maybe a black lady with an awesome hairdo.
Yeah.
And, like, a Latino man in a bow tie. I don't know.
And do it in the same thing in the video games, too.
Exactly. We just want more representation.
Right, yeah. And I will say, this part of the Gamergate thing was that they just wanted to be in a simpler time when they didn't have to talk about, you know, race.
Well, hey, you
and
know
be
what was happening in simpler times?
This shit. This same shit was happening. So all we're doing is saying, we're waking you up. Some people just don't want to be woke. But you know what? We're going to wake y'all up.
Right. Let's think about a simpler time when you could go to a sock hop and a lynching at the same time. Huh? Mm-hmm. Let's think about that.
Think about that. But now you can do it in video game form, I guess.
Oh my God.
Slave Tetris. Ugh. Yeah. So there it was.
We, just like what Dave Chappelle said at Saturday Night Live, we elected a troll. We elected an internet troll.
We did. So,
this is the age of troll.
This is to you. Yeah. It's a president troll.
Fix it. Quizlet Corner, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Quizlet Corner. Yes. Quizlet Corner.
She's working it out. I think maybe you're just so frightened by those gamers.
I just didn't know.
Okay, where we were. We have so many segments.
We have so many corners, and you just looked at me.
I was like, hey, girl.
And I was like, I'm supposed to do something.
You know, this is...
We're talking about singing!
Whichever one. And then I just have to do whatever segment you're in. You're like, we're in Tap Dance Corner. Okay, got it.
Tip, tap, 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 tap.
All right, you ready for your Quizlet?
Yes.
One of these is not true.
It feels so naked without an audience.
I know, you had the audience help. They were on board, edge of the seat.
Me.
Yeah, they y'all are on point. So shout out, if you're listening, shout out the answer to Aneke.
I know, I'm just sitting here naked and afraid, alone without an audience.
You really want that on that game show?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I would get, I tell people this all the time. If I was ever on Naked and Afraid, I would either turn into one, a wildebeest, just like ripping lizards' heads off with my mouth, or I would just fall into a puddled, naked, sad, bug-bitten mess. And I think number two is more likely.
I'd go on that show with you.
Oh, no.
No?
Because...
We'll be blurred out.
Yeah, I know. But not in real life.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't want to see your ding-dang.
What? Why?
Because.
In that case, just
you'd be doing
ding-dang.
Dance moves and you'd
be
bouncing around
at
me.
I'd be like helicoptering. Did you know I could do this?
I'd be like, I'm hungry.
I'm like, eat these berries.
No.
Okay, one of these is not true.
Got it.
Mark Anthony will be on Naked and Afraid.
No, stop no. it.
Maybe, okay, really though. Mark Anthony is on a man-kissing rampage.
What does that even mean?
Could not be true.
Nom, nom, nom. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike Pence went to Hamilton and had a life-changing night. Could be true. Could not be true. Barbara Boxer is proposing a bill to take down the Electoral College. Could be true. Could not be true. And the Black Lives Matter movement in light of Donald being elected has said, we retire. Could be true. Could not be true.
Man, you really dialed in this fake one. You dialed in.
What do you mean? Where, I don't know.
We retire. After all the years of work that we put in.
Done.
All of our hashtags, we're done.
Which, well, I don't know.
That one is fake as hell.
Okay, that's true.
That is as fake as my soul is black.
This is true. In fact, I was waiting for days to see like what they were going to say, and they finally put something out on the root, and just a little tidbit. So they pretty much were just like, nope, nothing's changed. Like they were like, okay, our mandate has not changed. Organize and end all state-sanctioned violence until all Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Can I just read the little last tidbit that they said that I think could inspire and move us all through towards the future?
Yes, please.
They said a bunch of other stuff, but they close with, and you can look at this on the root or find this online, but they said, but because it is our duty to win, we will continue to fight. And today, like every day before, we demand reparations, economic justice, a commitment to Black futures, and an end to the war on Black people in the United States and around the world.
That needed some patriotic flute music behind it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could put that in the post. Maybe some Anita Baker. We did figure out that, like, a sure sign, if you guys were unsure if, like, is this person down for the cause? Like, do they get it? Are they woke? Just ask them how they feel about Anita Baker.
What are your opinions on Anita Baker?
And if they say, oh, yeah, I'm into it.
Soothing, good music. Then you're in good company.
Oh, they're like, who?
Then you're like, listen to this song.
And they're like, kill that bitch. And
then walk away.
Yeah.
Slowly back away.
Notify. back away. Do not make eye contact. Get out of there.
Stop talking to that person in the back of the bus.
Come to Christmas Quantum
Town. Go to the front
of
the bus.
Out of there. Yes.
Leave them alone. Give them a number, 1-800 number to a helpline.
Oh, God. Well, we decided this because it's like, it's one thing if someone's like, oh, I love me Aretha Franklin. Okay, everybody knows her. Everybody likes that. But Anita Baker, nuanced.
And nuanced, smooth.
And dare I say a little controversial, you know, she's a little B-list.
You said this before, and I'm not saying that it's controversial. I think it's a fact. We all know and love Anita Baker, but she ain't as popular as an Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, or even a Patti LaBelle.
Dionne Warwick, She's about on that same
She's
level.
On that same list. Like, you know some shit. If you're like, ooh, I love me some Dionne Warwick. You're like, hey!
All right!
Okay, I know you. I see
Quiet
you.
Quiet storm.
I see you and I hear you and I may be in love
you
with you.
You're down with black culture.
Okay, yes. Barbara Boxer is proposing a bill to take down the Electoral College.
Get it out of my face.
Out of my face. Because also, remember, the Electoral College has its roots in slavery. The Three-Faced Compromise.
And also rural people getting more votes than urban. I mean, if it's just the popular vote, it's just people voting.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have more incentive to actually vote.
Because people feel disenfranchised that they feel like their vote doesn't count and it's only about a certain amount of states.
God damn it, people vote. It's not hard.
Aneke is about to throw this chair out the hotel window.
I
can't afford that.
I don't, as a black woman, it has taken a lot of people in my history for me to get the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
It is important to vote because there was a long time ago
where we couldn't.
I couldn't.
No.
Wouldn't and couldn't.
Couldn't do
now
it.
Now I can and I will.
And I can and I will. I can and I will. That should
Damn
be
it.
That's another one of your slogans. I can and I will. So I think any efforts, whether or not this will actually go through, but I think if we can, this is the first time we're actually really fucking contesting this sort of
Let's
thing.
Let's do it.
And some people try to say like, well, you know, what about the other half of the population that lives in the rural areas?
Okay, tell them to vote.
What about the other half of the population that doesn't lives in like more like urban
yes.
areas and city areas? Because a lot of times folks have to live in those areas because that's where they feel safe.
We need to vote.
Like, a lot of times, I don't feel safe living out in certain areas of the country. So I
go
have
to the boondocks, and it's scary.
I have to live in these cities.
I need a street lamp.
I need a street lamp. Not no candlelight. Yeah, Mike Pence went to Hamilton last night.
Can I just
oh, yeah.
slow clap it? Slow
what?
Clap Hamilton cast.
Yeah.
It is not even the original cast.
It's just, yeah. It's
you
like,
are like the up and coming, making a name for you cast.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So Mike Pence went to Hamilton, which I thought that was interesting.
I know.
I'm interested. Hey, listen, if Glenn Beck can come around.
Glenn Beck hasn't totally come around.
Oh, he actually said that he empathizes with the Black Lives Matter movement. He said that President Obama has... No, I'm wrong on that?
So the New Yorker ran that article.
Yeah.
And then his team wrote back and was like, actually, you kind of got it wrong. Glenn Beck doesn't want to be associated with the Black Lives Matter movement. So he's kind of...
But he's made steps.
Kind
he
of.
Has said
yeah.
things of like, you know, President Obama... He did say the thing that President Obama taught him a lot. And he has come
good.
Out and said that Bannon should not be in the White House.
He said that?
Yes. He has come out in huge, like, saying this should not happen. The country's
Good.
Going in a
well,
wrong
then
direction.
Well, then everybody needs to listen to that weirdo leader of theirs.
Yeah.
Glenn Beck,
yeah.
weirdo. All right.
But yeah, the Hamilton cast, like, for Pence went to Hamilton, so they were like, okay, maybe he's here for, you know, he get about to get woke. And he got booed at several different points in the song. He tried to leave at the very end, and they... Brandon Victor Dixon, who plays Aaron Burr, he read a statement directed to Pence as Pence was trying to leave. There's a video of it. Highly recommend. He's pretty much, you know, says, hey, thanks for sharing the night about, you know, American history told by a diverse group of men, women who represent different colors, creeds, orientations, and we hope that you will work for all of America.
Trump, that is absolute just telling an opinion.
Which is so weird. Trump then tweeted, ugh. President Troll tweeted that he thinks that the Hamilton cast needs to apologize.
Right.
Which, fuck, you know what? Fuck that. Because what have you ever apologized for the trolling that you've done to a long list of people?
Also, let's just go back to what we were talking about before. There's a line where you could say, hey, I hope that you look out for people. And there's also the, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Which was not said
they
by the
Hamilton
cast.
And that's the thing is that we're not, I feel like there's some, you know, liberal folks who maybe sent some death threats and stuff like that. But I feel like for the most part, folks have been kind of like, we're not doing a lot of the death threatening.
Let's think about yourself if you're sending a death threat. Write it on a piece of paper and then burn it or bury
yeah,
it and
just
throw
write
it away.
It to your,
if you need to get the catharsis out,
to
do
get
it.
Out, yeah.
But don't send it to the person.
No.
No matter how upsetting they are to you.
I realized that there was a fake one that I was going to read to you.
What is that?
Actually, it's a real one. I thought you were going to think it was fake.
What is that?
It was something of like, there's a new Google Doc that is demanding the registration of white males. And it's
Google Doc?
It's a Google Doc. That's
like
circulated.
You open up your Gmail and it's like, are you a white man?
And it's pretty much saying that, you know, like white men are, you know, a danger, like they are becoming, there's a danger to society.
Oh God.
And that they need to register so that we can keep America safe. It's a spoof on the fact that
that we want to register Muslims.
Right. And that like you look at like a lot of like, again, the mass shootings that happen in this country and like the terrorism that happens within like the domestic terrorism. White dudes.
I'm just saying, if you think that it's ridiculous to register one group of people, then we don't need to register anybody.
Right. Oh, I thought you were going to say that. I thought you were going to say that we need to register everyone.
No! That's a police state. That is a police state, James. I'm just saying, I didn't know where you're going. If you can giggle at the notion of one group of people being registered and not giggle at another group of people being registered, something's wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And giggle. Why are you giggling at that registration?
I don't even know.
Don't giggle. And Mark Anthony was kissing a lot of his staff because of the Grammy Awards.
On the lips or on the cheeks?
On the lips. Mm, and some of them are dudes. Yeah. They're hot pictures. I mean, they're not like making out, but like it's really hot.
This is just like that Hallmark Channel movie.
See, this, but it doesn't go anywhere. Nothing happens. Like, I'm not even going to, like, pleasure myself to this. It's just like, I look at it. All right, next one. Oh, there's another one. Oh, look, it's right here on my screen.
Is it?
It is hot.
James has all the, he has two computers out, and he was looking at his phone at one point during all of this. I'm in the business center right now.
But I guess, like, him and J-Lo, J-Lo is giving him, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Latin Grammys.
I like a friendly ex.
And they, they're, like, he produced, like, a song, and she's like, this song is going to be the new world song. Thank you, baby.
Aww.
Or she didn't say baby, but.
That would be weird. Yeah. That's a line you don't
but they,
cross
But everyone
with your
was
ex.
Chanting, kiss, kiss, and then they kissed, and then he just started kissing everyone.
What's wrong with people? Why do people gotta chant? If I was with my ex and we were friends and somebody started chanting kiss, then I would be like, come on.
All right, and okay, looks like you won Quiz at Corner.
Yay!
You're doing it up, so way to go.
Thank you.
Here we go.
Because I'm smart.
You're a smart lady.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Erin, and we host Throwing Shade, a political comedy podcast that's somehow horribly offensive and socially conscious.
If you want to know what it sounds like if the news drank straight vodka, check us out on Thursdays on Max Fun.
And we're the first Max Fun podcast to be turned into a TV show, so check that out January 17th on TV Land.
Throwing Shade. Politics. Pop culture. Wigs for days.
I've enjoyed our time here in Chicago. I've enjoyed our 3 days of a slumber party.
Oh my God, James has been kicking it up. Britney Spears slumber party. Basically, slumber party. James and I are the Britney and Tinashe.
Of Chicago. We really are.
I don't know which one is which.
I don't know either. I guess.
Because I would think that you would want to be Britney.
I would.
But I'm older.
You're older. So we don't know. We're kind of in a conundrum.
We're both. We pick and pull from column A and B.
Absolutely. And if you haven't seen the video, it's fucking hot.
Just imagine James's face and my face on their bodies. That's
the music video. And that's been our adventures. We entered into the hotel. It's just that music video. So if you're wondering, I know you guys, as soon as we said we got to Chicago, you're wondering, but how did they enter into the hotel room?
Watch the video.
Watch the video, and you will see exactly what happened.
It was literally just like ripped from the pages of True Life.
The music video is just a documentary.
And the party that they go to was our live podcast.
That was exactly it. You're like, how did the podcast go? Maybe you missed the episode.
Just watch that video.
Don't even listen to the episode, I guess.
Just don't. There's even a moment when Britney's crawling on the table and licking up some milk. That's how I ate my breakfast this morning.
She was like, oh, gotta get my milk. There it is.
You see right there, James.
So that happened. And so tonight it's our last night in Chicago. We're going to the closing night party.
I'm excited and scared.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Because you never know. Last night, I was sick. I couldn't do anything. I just drank my ginger ale and my water.
And she also got stuck talking.
People are lovely.
I was getting to talk to the lovely ladies of Lady to Lady Ladies.
And I talked to an artist.
And a drunkard. A drunk man. Was it a drunk dude? Someone.
We love you, Chicago.
In Chicago, you are full of magic and surprises, so thank you. And I hope we get to take a final detour to Boys Town.
Ooh.
Because I want to do my special entrance.
Remind me.
I'm going to arrive to Boys Town and just say, hello, boys. And then that's my
entrance.
And then
I want it to be like that, too. People are like,
hey.
Oh, excuse me, sorry.
Are you visiting here? It's windy, better get indoors. I want that to be my new catchphrase. I want to wake up in the morning, open up the drapes, and just be like, hello, boys.
What about the women? You don't care?
Gay.
What about your friends? What about me?
I don't need to say hello to you. Hello is subtext for let's have sex.
What?
Didn't you know? Just like slumber party is subtext for like...
But we didn't have sex this weekend.
Slumber party.
Notice how he's not answering any of my questions.
And notice I did not say hello to you. So there it is.
You always say hello to me.
Do
at
I,
the beginning
Neke?
Of this podcast, I'm
Do
sure
I?
You're like, hi, Neke.
But I didn't say, hello, Neke.
Yeah, don't do that.
See, it's different. The subtext is different. I'll say hello. Hey, I'll be like, hey, girls, what's up? Hey, ladies.
Mm-hmm. But oh, by the way, when I came in, James was already in the hotel room.
She scared the shit out of
me. It was like he didn't even expect I was showing up. He was like, oh, that's right.
Oh, you? Yeah.
He was like,
I thought I was in my bedroom, honestly. I was doing work.
He had his music on.
I thought I was in my bedroom. I was like, who's coming in here? And she came in. And it's been so great to spend this first trip with you.
It's been wonderful.
There'll be hopefully more. I am, you know.
We need to do some trips because it's been like fucking 20 damn near years that we've been friends.
We get to record all of this greatness as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time doing a live show. We're hoping that at some point in the future, maybe next summer, that we can do some live shows.
AKA book us.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. So if you've got like, you know, a clubhouse or a school or
these are terrible
a
places.
Bus.
No.
A
if
garage?
You have if you have a club or a venue or a stage, I'm not performing in a schoolhouse
garage basement.
Or this is no.
If you have your mother's living room that okay, so you're on fire on that.
Yeah.
I could do that. But yeah, we would love to come and bring it out to you, you know, Bay Area, live show there, LA. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Minority Corner with a K at gmail.com.
Texas, looking at you. We have a huge following in Texas.
Crazy.
Yeah, China. There's
I love
four
Austin.
Of you out there.
We can go to Austin.
I'm down. So, yeah, and you can keep joining in on the Minority Corner Playground. We love it. You can keep sending in your questions to Ask Minority Corner Anything.
Well, don't to there. Send it to minoritycorner with a K at gmail.com.
That makes more sense.
Audio recording.
If you send it to Ask Minority Corner Anything at gmail.com, I don't know what that is.
You'll get one of those like mailer demon things.
Probably. I also want us to email Minority Corner with a C.
Yeah, we need to know who that
who
is.
You are you listening? Are you
who
here?
Dis?
Who dis?
Give us this.
That'll be the subject title of the email we send. Who dis?
And then in the body, it just says, give us this.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what's going to happen. Yeah, come and chat with us and social media us. And
yeah, Facebook,
all
Minority
of the things.
Corner with a K.
Damn.
Write some reviews on iTunes.
Please do.
We got to call the annoying.
So...
Thank you.
I love the ones folks are like, you know, I love my favorite reviews are like, I love them all, but I always love it when people say I was laughing out loud at work or
that's
like,
good.
It just makes me, it makes
happy.
Me get happy.
So people can find us.
Yes.
Share the wealth.
We want, you know, this is a niche podcast, I guess.
Greedy with Minority Corner.
Don't yet share it. I know y'all are like, I want this minority to stay minority, but let's open it up. Let's share that love, that Minority Corner love. But write some reviews. We love it. It'll just help us to get out there and to grow our community and do it up.
Yes, Twitter, Minority Corner with
Damn
a K.
And I once again, so great to meet the ladies at Lady to Lady.
Yes. So good to meet everybody with
Bullseye. Awesome.
So good that all the people that we're going to meet tonight.
Tonight, that we don't know who you are yet.
Oh,
but
Cinema Jaw.
And the Chicago Podcast Festival. Big thanks to all of you. Tyler Green.
Mm-hmm.
Artistic director.
Ooh, Jonathan Pitts.
Justin Bull, who is like our like glue at our show last night.
Oh my god,
night.
Gave us a pep talk before we went out there.
He said, what did he say? Don't fuck it up. No, he said,
you're
y'all
gonna
are going to kill it.
Yeah.
And that was all we needed.
And it was excellent.
So, thank you. So big thanks to Chicago for being so magical and lovely. And just a big thanks to just Aneke. I don't think you guys know how much
Aww.
This woman means to me.
Thank
She's
you, James.
A magical pony in my life, and I couldn't. Like,
Aww.
You're like, I don't know. It's like, not like we're, like, you're like my, like a work wife.
You're like my brother.
Okay.
I don't know. This is complicated. We're
it's
close.
We are close.
We're close.
We're undefinable.
Yeah.
Because there are so many layers and levels to our friendship
yeah.
and relationship.
Because
and
I've
magical.
Known you for so long and it's so fun to do this journey with you.
We are on a journey and the sky is the limit to this. So
we where
wanna,
are we going with this?
We're going to sell buttons and t-shirts.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think that side hustle.
We need to get a commercial
this, our
on
tour
this
is going to be expensive. So we got buttons and bumper stickers.
If you know an editor, please refer him to us.
We are also looking for an editor as well. So producer guy working at little to no cost.
No cost.
There it
love,
is.
Love.
Looking for love. Mm-hmm. Looking for love of the Minority Corner, baby.
Impossible
bang, bang.
Fame. We'll shout you out every damn episode.
Every day. Thank you, producer fill in the blank here. Thank you, producer Shonda Rhimes. Just putting it out there. Oh. Could we get produced by Shonda Rhimes?
Shit would have to get real dramatic.
I'm into it.
Okay, me too.
It would get sexy, too.
With each other, though?
Mm-hmm.
Leaving it open.
Leaving it open.
Slumber party.
Slumber party. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thanks for the slumber party all weekend long.
Thank you. Till next week.
Until we meet again.
That's so foreboding. Where are you going?
I'm going back to New York.
I know.
Okay. I miss you.
I miss you too. Bye.
Bye.
Are you in need of a shakeup? Max FunCon is our annual comedy and creativity festival, and it changes lives. Max FunCon West returns to Lake Arrowhead next June, and Max FunCon East is back in the Poconos next September. Tickets for both are on sale right now, and they will sell out. Visit MaxFunCon.com to buy your tickets today. We can't wait to see you there.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.